Immune to the world of appearances, I soar unlimited with delight in the goodness of my creation. Immune to the world of appearances, I soar unlimited with delight in the goodness of my creation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Immune to the world of appearances, I soar unlimited with delight in the goodness of my creation. I live in a world which is a world of my thought, a world of my ideas, a world of my ideals, a world of who and what I am. There is nothing in my world that is of any consequence to me except who and what I am. And who and what I am is the only thing that I know, the only thing that I see, the only thing that I am, and everything else is not existent. I am immune to all in my world that are appearances that are contrary to my desire for myself. For my desire for myself is the only thing that's important to me. It's the only thing that's realistic to me. It's the only thing that I pay any attention to. It's the only thing that I recognize. I soar in unlimited delight in the goodness of my creation. Yes, I soar with unlimited delight in the goodness of my creation. Everywhere I look, I see everything good and beautiful. Everywhere I look, I see everything whole and perfect. Everywhere I look, I see everything fulfilling every little desire of my heart. I look over at my dog and I say, "Good morning, Mr. Rex. How are you this morning?" And he takes the tip of his tail and he wags it up and down, just gently, little by little. The tip of his tail, he gently wags, and he says, "I am just super. I am just wonderful. I am just fantastic. I am just glorious." And you see, this is how I create Rex. This is how I create Jeannie, my cat. She comes and stands by me, and she wants to be petted. She wants to be loved. But in her way, she is immune to any other way. And though she doesn't want certain things, she doesn't want to be held too tightly or something, she makes sure that I know she wants to be held, that she does want to be touched, she does want to be loved. I'm immune to the world of appearances. It appears in the world that you cannot be nice to people, that you cannot say nice things to people because they will misunderstand. Well, if in me, at the time of my speaking, anything at all, if in me, then it is always there, and it is never misunderstood. And if I say I love you to someone, they know exactly what I mean. They know my immortal, eternal, everlasting love. They know that unconditional love that I have for everyone. And though I encourage people to do things that make them happy, I say to them all of the time, remember, it's up to you. It's up to you to make the decision. It's up to you to make the choice. It's up to you. I see you doing always that which is for your highest and best. I see you always being the ideal person. I see you, the goodness of my creation. The goodness of my creation, the goodness of my thought, the goodness of everything that I think, say, and do. I see you doing that right now in every wonderful, beautiful way. Because that is your nature. Because it's my nature, and you are my nature. Immune to the world of appearances. Oh, the world of appearances may have ups and downs, but I see the ups. And I see the wonderful, optimistic attitudes of the world, and the world reflects that back to me, the wonderful, optimistic attitudes that it is, because the world is a good place. The world is a beautiful place. Everybody in the world wants to do something nice for themselves and for the people in their world. Everyone in the world wants to love themselves, and they want to love the people that they have in their world. And the more people they have in their world, the more they love unconditionally, totally, wonderfully, all that is in their world. This is how it is for each of us, each one of us. It's not a matter that we love a lot of people. It's that we love ourselves, that we love who we are. We love the beings that we are. We love the ideals that we are. And when we love the ideals that we are, what happens? When we love the ideals that we are, then that's all we see. That's all we know. We don't know anything else. Nothing else exists in our world except that which we believe about ourselves. If I wake up happy in the morning, then the world is happy. I'm immune to anything unlike that happiness. When I wake up in the morning, everything is joyous. The world is joyous. Every single thing in the world is magnificent. When I drive my car with a song in my heart, everybody on the road knows that I am the ideal chauffeur. Everybody on the road knows that I am to be given full sway. The path is open before me. The way is open before me. Everything I do is beautiful and good. I am immune to any other thought, any other attitude. If I make a silly move, I say, whoops. I make only good moves. I don't reflect upon the silly move. I just say, I make only good moves. I make only wonderful, fantastic moves. And then I go on, and I am immune in other people's eyes to anything that is imperfect, to anything that does not reflect who and what I really am, because that's all that I am. I am only that perfection. I am only that goodness. I am only that purity, because I am immune to anything other than that. I soar unlimited with delight in the goodness of my creation. I soar unlimited with delight as I look around me and see everything so beautiful, so good, so fantastic. Every desire of my heart is just a glowing image of the goodness I am. Every desire of my heart is just a flowing image of the magnificence that I am. Every desire of my heart is just being revealed now, lovingly, joyously, wonderfully. Yes, we can create our life like that. And we do create our life like that most of the time. Now, I suggest to you and to me that we create our life like that all of the time. That we create our life all of the time, immune to the world of appearances and soaring in unlimited delight in the goodness of whatever we create. And we create good and beautiful now. We create lovely and magnificent now. We create all that is fantastic right now. We create ourselves as having whole and perfect bodies. We create ourselves as having infinite abundance. We create ourselves as having a harmonious world in which we live. These are all things we create in our mind. And as we create them in our thought, in our mind, in our world, the world of appearances about us is exactly what we create in our mind. We have that choice. We have that choice to live in a world of beauty and goodness, to live in a world of wholeness and right action now and always, if we want to. We have the choice of being just so fantastic, just so marvelous, just so wonderful, if that's what we really want. And we have the choice of living it, being it, and knowing it. We're immune to the world of appearances, for we create only those appearances that are wonderful to us. And we soar with unlimited delight in the goodness of our creation, in the goodness of our thinking, in the goodness of who and what we are. And that's all that matters, is the who and what we are, because that is our reality, that is our totality, and that is what we are. We are immune to the world of appearances, yet I soar unlimited with delight in the goodness of my creation, and it is so now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.